think universal healthcare is a modern, radical idea? Well, the US almost had it in 1945. No insurance companies, no surprise bills, just healthcare for all. But then, the American Medical Association, Big Pharma, and the far right stepped in and dismantled the plan. Post-World War II, Senator Wagner and Murray, along with Representative Dangle, introduced a bill for national health insurance. It was simple, publicly funded, government-backed healthcare for all. The bill was modeled after President Truman's vision for comprehensive healthcare reform, a national prepaid system funded by a 4% payroll tax that would cover all working people, their dependents, and other needy people. Truman called for the insurance fund to cover medical care, nursing, laboratory services, and even dental care. It had the backing of the president, labor unions, and the public. Democrats controlled the House, Senate, and the presidency. So we were this close to Medicare for all. Then who killed the plan? The American Medical Association. The AMA branded the bill as socialized medicine and un-American, then launched an aggressive and decades-long campaign to kill it. They tasked tens of thousands of physicians with handing out pamphlets, instructing them to warn their patients of the dangers of socialized medicine, and then recruited thousands of corporations to spend $19 million on a coordinated newspaper ad campaign. The goal? Kill the National Health Insurance Act and enroll millions more people in the voluntary private insurance plans. So they didn't just attack the bill, they went after Truman himself, painting him as a socialist sympathizer, the worst thing you could be. And it worked. In 1949, a Gallup poll showed that 59% of Americans supported national health insurance, but by the time the AMA was done, that number had dropped to 24%. They turned public opinion, torpedoed the legislation, and helped drive Truman and his plan out of power. But it didn't stop there. For over 100 years, the AMA has fought nearly every major effort towards universal or single-payer healthcare, from opposing Medicare in the 1960s to lobbying against the public option in the 2000s. Today, they remain one of the top 10 lobbyists, working alongside big pharma, hospital associations, and the private insurers to keep healthcare in corporate hands. Today, the US remains one of the few industrialized nations without universal healthcare. Keeping America's patchwork system of private insurers was a deliberate strategy to maintain corporate profits, not a necessity. About 25 million Americans are uninsured. Medications are priced like luxury items. For instance, Vibersi, used to treat IBS, can cost $1,100 per month, the same price as a new laptop. This isn't uncommon. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy for American families. We didn't choose this system, it was chosen for us by people who profit from your suffering. Universal healthcare isn't some radical fantasy, it's an unfinished promise. We had the blueprint, we had the movement, we had the support. What we lacked was the power to beat back corporate America. So the fight for universal